"You know me better than that, Robert," Ned said. "Ask Lord Baelish if you doubt me. He was there." "I've talked to Littlefinger," Robert said. "He claims he rode off to bring the gold cloaks before the fighting began, but he admits you were returning from some whorehouse." "Some whorehouse? Damn your eyes, Robert. I went there to have a look at your daughter. Her mother has named her Bara. She looks like that first girl you fathered, when we were boys together in the Vale." He watched the Queen as he spoke. Her face was a mask, still and pale, betraying nothing. Robert flushed.
"Bara," he grumbled, "is that supposed to please me? Damn the girl, I thought she had more sense."
"She cannot be more than 15, and a whore. And you thought she had sense?" Ned said, incredulous. His leg was beginning to pain him sorely. It was hard to keep his temper. "The fool child is in love with you, Robert." The king glanced at Cersei.
"This is no fit subject for the queen's ears."
"Her grace will have no liking for anything I have to say," Ned replied. "I am told the Kingslayer has fled the city. Give me leave to bring him back to justice." The king swirled the wine in his cup, brooding. He took a swallow.
"No," he said. "I want no more of this. Jaime slew 3 of your men, and you 5 of his. Now it ends."
"Is that your notion of justice?" Ned flared.
"If so, I am pleased that I am no longer your hand."